The U.S. House is pondering whether to reinstate the use of earmarks, where lawmakers direct federal money to specific projects, usually in their home districts. One of the biggest proponents at a committee hearing today was Alaska Congressman Don Young.
This, to me, is one of the crucial issues to this Congress, the next Congress, and this House.
He and other earmark proponents say Congress functioned better with earmarks to foster compromise. They say when members get their projects in a spending bill, they have a stake in seeing that bill pass. Earmarks, they say, help prevent gridlock. Young says all earmarks are projects requested by their constituents.
What are we here for if we can't represent the people or vote for?
But to some, the carve-outs reek of pork barrel spending. The poster child in 2005 was one of Young's earmarks, more than $200 million for the Gravina Island Bridge, the so-called Bridge to Nowhere. After that became a national laughingstock, Republicans in Congress banned earmarking. Young, though, says without them, Congress is turning the money over to the administration and letting bureaucrats decide where it goes. Democratic Whip Steny Hoyer is with Young on this issue, but some of Young's fellow Republicans, like Representative Mark Walker of North Carolina, say earmarks look wasteful.
Effective conservatism requires the right policy, the right message, and the right voice.
Some lawmakers suggest allowing the practice again, but delaying the effective date until next year, so it doesn't look like incumbents are trying to give themselves an election year trophy.